shop. Click Drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Massive selection of new Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks. 1,000 are on display for immediate delivery. You will drive home today at Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Get 0% for 60 months on new Chrysler Pacificas, plus $2,250 bonus cash. New Jeep Cherokees, get $5,000 bonus cash. Act now and get your auto show deals today at Mancari's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street in Oak Lawn. 0% equals $1,667 per thousand financed with approved credit. Excludes Wranglers and SRTs. On select models plus tax, title, license, and dock fee.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. In the final game before the All-Star break, the Bulls host Boston this evening. Jimmy Butler and Nikola Mirotic will play. Dwayne Wade is sick. He may not play. Paul Zipser is out. Now, the Celtics have won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10. Tip-off is at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, just one other game this evening, an hour before the Bulls starts at the Wizards at the Pacers. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday. They host Edmonton. Earlier today, they recalled Tanner Kiro and Nick Schmaltz from Rockford. AHL, the Wolves, they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Spring training, Cubs, all their position players must report by tomorrow with the first full team workout on Saturday. Theo Epstein joined Spiegel and Parkins earlier today, and you can hear that entire interview coming up next. White Sox, Carlos Rodon will start throwing tomorrow as the team has limited his workload this offseason. PGA play, it's the Genesis Open first round action. Your leader is Sam Saunders. He's at 7-under in the clubhouse. Dustin Johnson is 2 back. Lefty is 4-under for the day. Jordan Spieth is 1-under. He teed off pretty late in the day. He's only through 6. And college hoops this evening, big one in the Big Ten. Michigan hosts number 11, Wisconsin. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Theo, thank you very much for the time. It's a pleasure to have you on the new show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
How'd the bender go, man? Are you done? Are you done, or like, does that kind of extend to moments off here while you're in Arizona?
Yeah, no, I wrapped that up a while ago. We had an off season to conduct, and now we're full go in spring training, and we're pretty focused. We have our fun during the day, but we are looking forward to the season quite a bit.
As are the listeners and the callers, man, and the fans. I'm remembering back to when Bill Belichick told you you're effed, right? After you won the first title in Boston, and Belichick called to congratulate whoever that went, And he said, you're effed. And it was because he was figuring, as I guess you think you'd probably agree did end up happening, that people get personally, they start wanting credit. They start getting obsessed with optics and things like that. Have you thought about that as you were building to hopefully get to this point? Have you thought about how to make things different here than they went in Boston?
Yeah, and look, in Boston, we won 95 games in 2005, the year after we won. And then, again, after we won in 07, we won 95 games the next year. It just didn't work out in the playoffs. So, and I think we reached Game 7 of the ALCS in 08. So that's those are successful seasons by any measure. But, no, I saw enough of the phenomenon where players can get pulled in a lot of different directions after you win. You know, you go home. It becomes a little bit more about you, less about the team, because everyone's coming up to you. You're the one who won the World Series, and agents get involved. There's a lot of outside interest. And so I just think it's really important to just refocus on the team concept when you get back to spring training. And the great news is I don't think we have to do anything really special to insulate our guys from that phenomenon, because they're just such good guys. I think they're... it comes naturally to them to connect with their teammates, to sort of put the team first and to bond. And that's what we had last year. And that was the greatest part of the whole thing was getting to be part of something bigger than oneself. And I think that comes naturally to our guys. And I'd be shocked, and the new guys that we brought in. So I'd be shocked if it doesn't happen again. So I think we're in pretty good position to withstand any kind of hangover. I don't think there will be one.
And the structure of the organization is cleaner, right? Like, you don't have to worry about necessarily like a survey coming back from TV viewers that is suddenly informs conversation. It's clean where you are, right?
Yeah, there's good communication. I think everyone's on the same page that you have to find the right balance, respecting the World Series, and we're going to have a great ceremony on opening day. We raise the pennant, and everyone's going to get their rings on the second day. But then at some point, you know, you really do have to turn the page, and it becomes about 2017, not about 2016. Everyone feels the same way about that, and I don't expect any surprises.
Theo Epstein joining us on the Score. So as a lifelong Cubs fan, and only being 30 years old, Spiegs is saying that I'm gluttonous because I want more than one. I grew up here in the 90s with dynasties, and the Hawks have one. How would you characterize it if, quote-unquote, only it ended up being one?
I mean, I don't think that way. I just think about the different ingredients that we have to put into place in order to put ourselves in a position to win more than one, and I think a lot of them are in place, and we have to make sure that we put them all in place. So, you know, we need continuity. We need to continue to build around young players. We need our young players to continue to get better. We need to continue to pick the right free agents around them. We need to really prioritize winning in any one season, but not at the expense of the future. We can't mortgage future years if we want to continue to have sustained success. And the way you win multiple World Series is get in the playoffs every single year, and we're positioned to do that if we continue to execute at a high level on the field and off the field.
And just, I guess, in that vein, it's one of those another high class problem. They are still problems, but the only team that has the shot at repeating is, of course, you guys. And then that, I would imagine, would be an easy thing to embrace.
Repeating? Oh, yeah. And it's not lost on anyone that it hasn't happened in a long time, and an even longer time in the National League. And nor the fact that the last time we won one, we won 2 years in a row back in 07 and 08 of the previous century. So, yeah, that's the goal. I mean, who wouldn't want to repeat? And it is a high standard, because you have to have not only an outstanding regular season, but you have to navigate all those pitfalls in the postseason. And no one knows that better than us, having come close really in each round. We saw our fate in each round in front of us in San Francisco as we entered the ninth inning in Game 4, knowing what we were facing in Game 5 in L.A., down 2-1 on the road and not having hit for a couple games in a row. And then obviously in the World Series, both down 3-1, and then later having blown a lead in Game 7. So, you know, a lot of things have to go right for you to win the whole thing, but that's what makes it fun, and no group I'd rather attempt that with in this one.
Seriously, the emotional arc of that postseason was like a century of its own, and it was all colored for fans and for you guys with the fact that it had never been done before, and now it's happened. You know, like there's a lot of people who are just thrilled to just be able to watch baseball, kind of like a normal baseball fan. Like they hope for the best, but they won't, you know, put it up on some like cosmic garbage pile of this is what's supposed to happen to us. Is there a sense of relief that it happened quite as quickly as it did? And in terms of like some of the decisions you'll have to make about when to use assets, stuff like that, maybe you can think about them without that hanging over your head.
Yeah. Look, there's no greater waste of time or energy than angst about how it's going to be after you win. Like it just gets better. I mean, when you win a World Series, whether you're a fan, a player, an executive, everything is enhanced. The entire experience is better. So don't be fretting about, you know, is it going to be just as fun now that we've won? Or I can tell you, you know, from experience, is everything gets better. And then on a personal level, yeah, it's a huge burden lifted because I don't like letting people down. I didn't want to even contemplate the prospect of coming to Chicago and someday having to leave without having help deliver a World Series. So now that burden is gone. It doesn't make me any less hungry. We all want to win every single year, and we want to put our imprint on this game, and we know we have a special group, and we want to win multiple World Series with them. But having won, it makes everything better. This spring training has already been more enjoyable. The players, our players who won a World Series for the first time, I see the opposite of complacency. From talking to them, I see now they understand that this game is all about winning and winning the whole thing. It's not about playing time. It's not about contracts. It's not about anything else. It's all about winning. And so it's further clarified their priorities. And the same will be true for fans. Whatever your experience was as a Cub fan before, I believe it will be only better now that we've won.
Talking to Theo Epstein, I mean, they kind of just got there. How do you already know that? How have you already seen that anecdotally?
Talking to guys, you know, most guys have been here for at least a week, and
right.
we've been around for over a week, and we have one-on-one meetings with every single player, Joe, Jed, and I, and those are well underway, so we've had those discussions, and those are helpful. You get a real feel for the pulse of the club by talking individually, what's on guys' mind, what types of things they bring up, what their goals are for the season, and I knew we were in really good shape last year because all the key players had already thought through how they were going to handle the expectations and being preseason favorites to win the whole thing. And I knew I got a really good feeling last year from just talking to the guys that the pressure was not going to be an issue at all because they were handling it exactly the right way. And so far this year, I've got a great feeling about, you know, how we're going to respond to having won last year and repeating and the burden of that, if you think it is one, it's just not going to be a factor. I think our guys are so connected with each other. They prioritize winning. There's no place they'd rather be than here. It's a great place to be right now, and I'm getting a really good feeling from our players.
Talking to Theo Epstein on The Score, I know it's almost time for everyone to start looking ahead, but like you said, it's going to be inevitable. There'll be times to look back. For you personally, I love the stories of, you know, the 90-year-old fan coming up to you and saying thank you and the cemeteries and the flags and all of that stuff. When you look back and all of the different people that you heard from, whether it's the random guy on the street or the celebrity or whomever, do you have the one that you go to and was like, wow, this touched that person? I can't believe it reached that level of that person.
It's really hard to single one out because it's a daily occurrence. I think that phenomenon of just having the privilege of strangers coming up to you and opening up really emotional, kind of intimate parts of their lives just about how much it meant to them and their families and them, just how textured it is for them, how deep it cuts. And then, you know, it might be a 30-second or 2-minute interaction, but, you know, you move on to the rest of your day and you just feel special, like that you feel as if you played a really important part in doing something great for that person, even though you didn't, you were just doing your job, but it makes you understand the ramifications and the meaning. And so your job and accomplishments, the team accomplishment resonates more. And then, you know, to the one that I think we'll all always remember is the White House. That was such a special day. And then to have Michelle Obama come and tell us how much it meant to her, having grown up though on the South Side, a big Cubs fan, and bonding with her dad, who is losing his ability to walk. They continued to bond through sports, through their love of the Cubs, and it was clear how much our championship meant to her and made her think of her dad, and that was pretty special coming from a remarkable woman like that.
Wow, that's the goods. See, that's the goods. Where does it rank in terms of anxiety or nerves for you to follow the president, to go up there and shtick at a podium with the president who's got damn good Cub fan speechwriters, you know, as well as like real Cub fans and stuff? Where does that rank for you in terms of things you've been nervous for?
That was pretty, it doesn't get tougher than that, you know, I guess objectively, because he's one of the best public speakers in the world. And I wasn't completely clear on what our role was going to be or what he was going to say. So what, you know, and therefore not clear on what I needed to say. And I didn't realize he was going to speak so long and so richly and substantively about the Cubs. So I was in my mind editing out big parts of my talk, even as he was up there talking. So I was getting pretty nervous, but I'll tell you that, the president and the first lady and their entire staff, they were so welcoming to us and so warm to us that they really eliminated any nerves and just made us feel like such welcome special guests, that it was regardless of anyone's political affiliations, and from the owner to the clubhouse guys who came with us, every single person was glowing that day and just thoroughly enjoyed the whole experience.
Would you go back to the White House if you win it again next year?
Well, I think there are a lot of variables wrapped up in that equation, so I'll say I can't answer that yet.
Of course. Ask your question, get an answer.
No, absolutely, because I find it really interesting, and you guys have such a platform and such an influence, and a lot of people are not necessarily sticking to sports.
Yeah. I will say, I think, you know, it's, I respect everyone's decisions, with that matter, but honestly, that question, I mean, who knows what the world or our country will look like at that point. So let's wait and see. And we'll try to do our part and win the World Series and then take a look out at the world and see what it looks like.
As we stay in the moment with the spring, Theo, as David Ross works with Wilson Contreras, I mean, I figured it was going to be Wilson because Wilson has those cat-like reflexes and it'll be terrific and as a defensive stalwart to be that part of the sheriff. Does Wilson need to learn how to be a mentor / therapist? I mean, look, Lester's a flat-out ace and a stud, obviously, so mentor's wrong. But a therapist, like, are there certain things Wilson needs to learn about how to deal with John that David Ross can help him with?
You know, there are nuances. I think it starts with the stuff and how to use it, because you don't catch too many left-handers with that variety of stuff and that high degree of execution, and John, you know, the game plan, when you game plan for John Lester, you game plan differently than just about for any pitcher in baseball. So I think it starts with that, and then it moves into that unique relationship between pitcher and catcher, just understanding when he might be frustrated and how to calm him down and those types of things. But you know, John Lester is a 3-time World Series champ, and he's pitched to a variety of catchers over the years, and Rossi makes a good point that I think it's, you know, John is a leader and a mentor in his own right, and this will be a great opportunity for him to help bring Wilson along too, you know, as a veteran and 3-time World Series champion. So I think that relationship will blossom, and I really look forward to those two working together. It's really the least of our problems.
Talking to Theo Epstein on The Score. Speaking of catcher, everyone's asking about Kyle Schwarber. I set an over-under on the show yesterday of 50 innings caught for Kyle Schwarber. Where am I way off, or where do you think you'd come out on that one?
I don't know. It's too early. You know, we're starting. The magic number for now is one, which is he's going to get one day a week and see how the knee, you know, to working behind the plate and see how the knee responds. And if that goes well, then he'll get 2 days a week, and we'll kind of move from there. But we're being conservative for good reason. You know, he had not just a knee injury, but a really significant multi-ligament repair. And we love what this kid brings to the table for us on the field, off the field. And we want him to have a long and really impactful career for us. And we think he will. We just don't want to do anything penny-wise and pound foolish and get in the way of, you know, the length and consistency of his impact. So if he can catch, great, and we'll find spots for him. We have two really accomplished catchers on the roster. So what he'd be vying for this year in any case is really a role as a third catcher and a complementary type catcher. And we'll see if health allows that. That could possibly develop, but we're going to take it one step at a time.
That roster flexibility would be such a boon to Joe Maddon, obviously, to have that guy and not have to use a spot for a third catcher. Flexibility everywhere. Joe's done a pretty amazing job of making people ready to play anywhere at any time. It seems like everybody's on board with all of that, including Zobrist, Baez, Hayward, in terms of where to play. Any personal issues that need to be dealt with on that level, or is everybody on board with whatever needs to happen?
No, I mean, there's a lot of buy-in, and I think having versatile players, having multi-positional players, and having a manager who will look for ways to use that to the team's advantage is a great sort of element in creating in reinforcing the team concept. Because, you know, how are you going to complain about your role if you look out there and you see, you know, a two-time World Series champ like Ben Zobrist bouncing back and forth between left field, right field, and second base. And when the best players, you know, Chris Bryant just won the MVP, he might, you know, not know where he's going to play on a given day. He might pop out to the outfield or something. So when you see that, it makes you realize right away, if you had any doubts, that this is all about winning, all about the team. And I love the way that reinforces the most important message we have, which is that, you know, winning and the team come first and your own individual concerns come second. And that simple concept is so fundamental to winning, and having the multi-position dynamic is great for that.
Theo, one thing we're all looking forward to is when you guys go to Boston this year. Have you thought about what that four games going to be like, that period on the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, it should be fun. We've been there before. We went back there in 2014, I believe it was, and we actually swept them, so that was pretty cool. I wasn't able to go because my wife was about to give birth to our second son, but yeah, it should be fun, you know. It's always good to go back somewhere you've been and see old friends, especially as a defending World Series champ, but be two really good teams going at it in a great venue. It'll be a good time.
Would you want to face them in the World Series, or would you rather face anyone else just to make it, I don't know, easier?
I mean, I'd rather face whoever, you know, whatever the best matchup is and whoever gives us the best chance to win. But if it was equal, then yeah, I'd love to play those guys. You know, it's still, I was back there for a banquet, and, you know, Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts and Jackie Bradley were there receiving awards. And, you know, you feel a special connection to players that you drafted or signed. And you get, you know, you follow their whole careers and root for them. And then, you know, there's still guys in the front office that I'm really close with. So, and my parents still live half a mile from Fenway Park. So there are a lot of layers to it and a lot of connections. And it would be extra fun as long as you win. You know, losing anyone wouldn't be fun in the World Series. That one would be a tough one. But those are first world problems. We have a long regular season, a lot of games to play, and a lot of wins to go chalk up. It's not easy to do.
Just an idea. One of those games, maybe wear a gorilla suit in the suite. What do you think? That could work out.
I don't think so. We auctioned that thing off for charity many, many, many years ago. So I'll leave that to the next guy.
All right, cool. Have you had your one-on-one with Jason Hayward yet? Interesting to read about how John Mailey was working with Jason to get him back to 2012 Hayward, which is interesting because that's the year he had a lot of power. I was a little surprised at that. Have you had your one-on-one with Jason, and how are you feeling about that?
I've chatted with Jason and maintained a good dialogue with him. We haven't had our official one-on-one yet. But, no, it's been a really involved process. First and foremost, like, what an unbelievable display of professionalism by Jason, and just shows the character that he has. Spending his off season after winning the World Series by moving to Arizona and coming to the complex just about every single day. I mean, I think he took maybe a week vacation or a couple weeks vacation at most, and was at this complex every single day working hard with Eric Hinsky, our assistant hitting coach who lives here, and then John Mailey flew in just about every week or every other week to work together. And those guys worked incredibly hard. It was 3 weeks of just hitting off a tee and then going to flips and rebuilding his swing. And no, I think 2012 was a great baseline to not ask him to do anything different than he's ever done before. But actually, if you look at the video now, his swing there are some similarities to 2012, but where he is right now, his bat path is maybe even a little bit better, I think, than it was in 2012, and he's been hitting off live pitching too with really nice success. So, you know, it's early and there's a lot of work to do, but I think the point wasn't to get him to a place where he could hit for more power. The point was to get him to a place where his bat path really worked again, and so that the barrel could, you know, pass through the baseball and create some backspin and allow him to hit the ball hard and keep it fair. Because the, you know, his struggles last year really related to his positioning before the swing, and then the path of the barrel didn't allow him to really impact the ball in ways that you need to drive it and drive it consistently in the air. And right now he is, you know, he's keeping the ball fair, he's getting the ball in the air, he's creating some backspin, not only in BP but against some live pitching that we brought in for him to work on, and he's done a great job. But he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, most of the work still lies ahead. Use spring training to his advantage to get really comfortable with this and then take it into the season.
The foundation to be named later is the foundation that Theo and his twin brother Paul have that helps bring sports equipment and opportunities to underprivileged communities. They've raised a tremendous amount of money. Hot Stove Cool Music will be happening this year in both Boston and Chicago. Is that who you auctioned the gorilla suit off for years ago?
That is. Yeah, okay. That happened. A Hot Stove Cool Music.
I got you.
Like about a decade ago. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's great work that you guys do, and thanks for the time, and look forward to seeing you at some of those events along the way.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with the show.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You're Mr. Trade Jimmy Butler.
I am Mr. Trade Jimmy Butler. It's the only way out I can see. I would love Jimmy Butler to be a centerpiece of whatever you're going to do here, but then tell me where the other pieces are coming from.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Instead of paying attention to Draymond Green's podcast, in which he equated Charles Oakley's situation with James Dolan to a modern-day slave owner, which is utter nonsense, not a good metaphor, and yet you can't take it back. But instead of paying attention to that, the Golden State Warriors should be paying attention to Draymond Green getting thrown out of yet another game last night against the Sacramento Kings. Because had Draymond Green not had the reputation that he has established for himself, he likely wouldn't have gotten suspended for Game 5 of the NBA Finals. If he had and got suspended for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors probably win the NBA Finals, and last year's team goes down as arguably the greatest team in the history of the NBA. Draymond Green needs to figure out how to get along with NBA refs and still be a tough guy while not getting himself ejected. Though they can't win with his attitude at times, they definitely can't win without him on the floor. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com for 2017 auto show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the auto show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
At Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, we're offering employee pricing on every new vehicle we sell. Pay what a Chrysler employee pays on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram truck. We have over 500 new vehicles available, and it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit us online at driveantioch.com. It all ends February 28th. Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 173 or visit driveantioch.com.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 2/28/17.
Hey there, Xfinity friends. It's Matt Abaticola. I want to talk to you out there, all of you folks, good people, that use DirecTV Now. If you don't know DirecTV Now, it's a streaming service that just launched. And here's what I don't like about DirecTV Now. And maybe this doesn't bother you, so you just keep using it. It's fine. But DirecTV Now limits your entertainment, and I'm not about that. See, I like Xfinity, where I can have as much entertainment as I want, and I can take it all on the go. That's not the case with DirecTV Now. Did you know if you stream DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW and CBS programming? There's no Channel 2 News, which is the best news in the city. There's no CBS football game. So let's say the Bears or another favorite team of yours is playing on CBS. You will not be able to watch it on DirecTV Now. There's also no NFL streaming on mobile devices with DirecTV Now. That's Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. No DVR. You can't record your shows and watch them on your time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before it goes away. And sometimes you just don't have that time within a three-day period to watch the shows that you record. With no DVR, you can't pause, you can't rewind live TV, and you can only stream on up to two devices with DirecTV Now. That, to me, says lots of limitations. That's not good. With Xfinity, you can stream on up to five different devices at the same time. With Xfinity, you can take your content on the go, live, like video on demand, DVR. You can even stream live TV. That's with the Xfinity TV app. The app is free, and the service is included at no extra cost. So with Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so you don't need to use your data. All the advantages, all the entertainment goes with Xfinity. If you have DirecTV Now, stop. Switch to Xfinity. If you don't have anything yet, get Xfinity and do it today. So don't let DirecTV Now limit your entertainment. Call Xfinity at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Aries, if you've had a misunderstanding with a friend, things may ease this week. Taurus, your career plans finally take a step in the right direction thanks to expanding your network of business acquaintances. Gemini, if you've been considering going back to school, this might be a good week to look into it. Cancer, try reaching for a higher goal. You may be rewarded just for trying. Leo, this week you'll have a chance to strengthen an emotional bond with someone special. And Virgo, be on the lookout for a new character in your life that can show you some new possibilities. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
Start your spring projects today at the Lowe's Spring Savings Event, where you'll find huge deals on everything you need to get your home ready for the season. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great brands at great prices, like paint and primer starting at a new lower price of $17.98. Plus, get 15% off all Style Selections laminate flooring. Get started with spring's biggest savings. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 2-3 through 4-10. Flooring offer valid 2-15 through 2-22. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. It's never too early to think about college football. Join Coach Fitz and the Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. In the final game before the All-Star break, the Bulls host Boston tonight. Jimmy Butler and Nico Meritich will play. Dwayne Wade is homesick, so he will not play. And Paul Zipser is also out. The Celtics have won four in a row and nine of their last 10. They sit in the second spot in the East right now. Tip-off is at 7. Elsewhere in the NBA, one other game this evening, Wizards at Pacers. That one gets going about a half hour from now. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they're off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. Earlier today, they were called Tanner Kiro and Nick Schmaltz from Rockford. AHL, the Wolves, they're off today. They play in Texas tomorrow. Spring training, Cubs, all their position players must report by tomorrow. Those who have not yet so done that, and they have their first full team workout on Saturday. And the White Sox side of things, Carlos Rodon will start throwing tomorrow as the team has limited his workload this offseason. PGA, that's the Genesis Open, first round action. Sam Saunders leads at 7-under. Dustin Johnson is 2 shots back, and lefties at 4-under. Jordan Spieth was 1-under through 6. College hoops, Big Ten tonight. Michigan hosts number 11. Wisconsin. This scoreboard update brought to you by Schaumburg Kia. When searching for a new Kia, search for SchaumburgKia.com. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. That's us. Join us Saturday from 2 to 4 for meet and greet with Chicago Bears Zach Miller. Then stay for a score broadcast with Julie DeCaro and Brian Hedger from 4 to 8 p.m. live from the Toyota Sports Corner. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Discount Tire. Come by Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday for incredible President's Day deals. Get Visa prepaid cards for up to $320 when you buy select tire and wheel packages with your Discount Tire credit card. Thank you, Discount Tire.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
That's right. It's going to be on tonight for Jimmy Butler and the Chicago Bulls as they face off against those pesky Boston Celtics.
And Wade is sick again?
Yeah. Dwayne Wade is...
Twice in a couple weeks he's been sick.
Maybe his body is acclimating to the weather changes. Maybe he's a guy who, once the winter leaves and, you know, the better air comes in, he starts to... I don't know, have sinus flare
just
up.
It's strange
for a professional athlete to be sick twice.
I mean, he's a senior citizen, too. I mean,
he's a toddler. Yeah. He's getting like ear infections or something.
His skin is thin now at his age. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got the liver spots.
I'll be watching that, too.
Yeah, you know why I'd be watching? Because it's a team that Jimmy is very aware that the talks have been to Boston. Do you try to impress the people who are the Boston Celtics by saying, you know what? I'm going to show you what I can do. And it's the last game before the All-Star break, so you get a week off. So, you know, you can see balls to the wall Jimmy tonight where every shot is going up.
And the streak. Remember, the Bulls have some, it's like 16 in a row, I think, at home on Thursday nights on TNT.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Hawk Bernstein.
No, it was Cody Westerlund that figured that out a while ago, and then it became a national thing.
Okay.
And other people, but he realized, wait, I think they have some weird streak going, went back and checked. I wanted 15 or 16. I think it's 16 going for 17.
When the lights are on.
Of at home perform. Thursday night TNT games, they simply don't lose. It's like playing the Raptors.
Right.
No matter how good you think they are, they just beat them. And I think we are also going to watch last night's match game that we recorded.
I've got that on DVR as well. You know, there's not a lot. Every time I watch Northwestern, they lose. So Northwestern's not playing tonight, so they won't lose.
By the way, Melo Trimble?
No, he played well.
Pretty good.
Got wherever he wanted to get.
Pretty good.
You know, I worry about Northwestern because if they're not hitting the three, they're going to get beat in the first round by some no-name team. Like, if they're not, if they, what were they, like something like.
They're supposed to be the no-name team this year, right?
I know, yeah. I know, but they don't, and also the ball screen work that Maryland's defense did, you know, running those little guys, those little point guards up the house, as they call it, and trying to make sure they don't turn that corner. There's some things there that I'm sure Chris Collins is very aware of, and they got exploited last night by Melo Trimble. I like the other little point guard that they got, the freshman.
Yeah, Zero?
Zero. Okay.
Yeah, he was nice.
Nice little play last night. So, yeah, it'll be Bulls and Celtics as Jimmy tries to maybe impress the team that is fawning over him from afar, but probably won't be his teammates because that's not going to happen.
How about the other side of the glass? What's on?
I've got Oregon, Utah tonight as my other non-Bulls thing.
Just okay.
Always like watching Oregon while they're at home. The weird court and everything. And then they have their electric uniforms tonight too. So that'll be on my television.
Dylan Brooks and the boys. What do you got, Tanny?
Tonight, part two of something I really enjoyed last Thursday when it debuted. It's the History of Comedy, 9 o'clock on CNN, part two.
The women's edition, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So the funnier sex, I believe it's called.
I've had some of that.
not on purpose. Just bust up laughing, like, I can't believe you. I haven't checked it out. How's it been, Tanny? Like, have they chronicled?
I enjoyed part one a lot because they cover a lot of ground. They start with Lenny Bruce and they segue it beautifully into Carlin, and then you know into Pryor, and then they take you through the 80s with Dice and Eddie Murphy, and they kind of bring it full circle to.
Oh, so they started all the way at Lenny Bruce.
Yes, yeah, they did. If anything,
Marx Brothers or Stooges.
Some burlesque show stuff too, like what the burlesque show actually was.
Yeah, full disclosure, I missed like the first 5 minutes of it, but I caught it right at the end of Lenny Bruce, so I figured that's where they started. But yeah, so they kind of did a good job of bringing everything full circle and showing you what comedy is today and how these people paved the way. So I don't know what they're going to do for the rest of the seven parts of it, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, I saw clips of Joan Rivers and some other funny ladies that they're going to chronicle tonight, so looking forward to that as well.
All right, that is It's On, and when we come back, we are going to give away two things. We've got a four-pack to the Chicago Golf Show, and we have the much-coveted seat at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship. Both of those, well, each will belong to someone when we come back for a brief timeout on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Spring training is finally here, Cubs fans. But this upcoming season is very different. This season, your team is the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Let's talk spring training, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau recently fined Prospect Mortgage LLC $3.5 million for paying illegal kickbacks for mortgage referrals. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also fined two real estate brokers and a mortgage servicer $495,000 for taking illegal kickbacks from that company. These illegal activities between mortgage and real estate professionals have been going on for years. And David's glad the CFPB is finally busting these scumbags for violating the law. When you or your kids purchase a home, it is your decision who secures the mortgage. That's right, your decision. Why risk working with a potentially dishonest lender when you can work with David, the most honest and trustworthy lender in the mortgage business? For low rates and low closing costs, call David now, 312-751-1333 or perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown Records' first million-selling single.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. American singer and pianist Nat King Cole died of lung cancer this week in 1965. This week in 1972, Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong was born. The duo that made up the Captain and Tennille married while on a U.S. tour this week in 1974. This week in 1975, AC/DC released their debut album, High Voltage.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, well, first let's do this. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a four-pack of tickets to the Chicago Golf Show, February 24th through the 26th, at the W. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Swing into spring and visit chicagogolfshow.com for more information. And once we knock that out and we can clear out that phone line, the contest line, then we will give away our big prize. But do keep in mind that even if you do not win a seat to the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, we still have some seats available. And it's a week from tonight. So a week from now, 7 days from now, I will have already left. I usually try to sneak out a little bit early to head down to the Montgomery Club to welcome everybody, grab the microphone, and begin and with the cards in the air to try to get somebody to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Our presenting sponsor this year is Raymond James. Our other sponsors are Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. It is a really fun night where we winnow the field down to our final table, where thousands of dollars worth of prizes will be disbursed as we find our champion. But it just, everybody's hanging out and drinking and eating and carousing and waiting for our celebrity bounties to get knocked out for the special prizes there too. And it's a joyful night for a fabulous cause to make sure that we have enough funds to help kids with cancer and leukemia be the best that they can be.
You know who didn't have a joyful night? The two young men who tried to take a picture of Darrell Revis.
Wow. You read the statement from police?
This story is crazy. This is from ESPN. Jets cornerback Darrell Revis is being investigated by Pittsburgh police for his involvement in a street altercation with two other men over the weekend. Police say charges are pending against a four-time All-Pro and include robbery, terroristic threats, conspiracy, and aggravated assault. Listen to this. The incident occurred.
This is amazing.
Early
this is like a
Sunday
Jason
morning.
Bourne thing.
Yeah,
here.
Like I got so many questions. I already been tweeting about it a little bit, but I got a lot of questions. Listen to this. The incident occurred early Sunday morning in Pittsburgh's popular South Side. One of the men recognized Revis and asked him if he was the Jets cornerback. The man then started recording the interaction on his cell phone and continued to follow Revis on the street. Revis, police say, tried to take away the cell phone and delete the video, which led to a verbal argument. Another male came to assist Revis. The two men were punched, and witnesses say they were
unconscious. Wait, came to assist Revis?
Yes.
He punched both, even punched the guy that came to help him?
It's like Wolverine Fury.
Everybody's getting punched.
The two men were punched, and witnesses say they were unconscious for about 10 minutes. Police obtained the cell phone video and ID'd Revis. A Jets spokesman said the team is aware of the incident and has spoken to Revis, who was born in Pennsylvania and played at the University of Pittsburgh. There was no further comment. But the fact that the police, I guess it was like a beat. So they roll around the corner.
Oh, it was a beat.
They see Darrell Revis talking to two men. They roll back around the corner. Two men are on the ground unconscious. Like that's a well.
It's like a brain teaser. A man
what
is
happened
in a room.
Here? Right. Yeah. He beat up two people who were trying to video him, and apparently one who was trying to help him get the video back. So if you see Darrell Revis in these streets, don't mess around. Like. NFL.
But you know what it takes to actually, this isn't a cartoon.
People.
No, to knock somebody out.
Yeah.
It's one thing to punch somebody hard in the face. Ow.
Yeah. One hitter quitter.
Like, unless you have a lead pipe or chloroform, it's not like the movies. You don't just, what was the Midnight Run, where it's mm-hmm. constantly, everybody's mm-hmm. getting knocked out mm-hmm. with one punch, like immediately put to sleep. That's not easy to do.
This is from Revis's attorney, Blaine Jones. Mr. Revis came home to Pittsburgh this weekend to visit family and friends. During that time, Mr. Revis went by a location in the South Side that he is in the process of developing. Mr. Revis was physically assaulted while at the location by a group of at least five people. Mm. Mr. Revis feared for his safety and retreated from the aggressors.
But not before letting him catch some hands.
You're going to catch these fiery Revis hands. What is he, huge all of a sudden? Is he sitting there, five people trying to jump him? Like all of a sudden,
I have five of assailants.
Right. 30 ninjas in Bridgeport.
Seriously?
Yeah, like this.
Yeah, but that's badass stuff, man.
He beat up.
I mean, he's going to go to jail, I think.
Oh, he probably won't. He's an NFL player. He's got the dough. Somebody will settle that thing. But I got questions, though. Because say the second guy wasn't trying to assist him. If you see somebody getting their ass whooped, and it's your boy, at what point do you see the damage that is being, you know, that is being waylaid on your man and run or help? Because did he just lay like a bad karate henchman? Did he just wait for his?
Like, shut it down.
As soon as you're done whooping his ass, I'll be right here for you. Like, I got questions about this assault.
Caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a seat at the 2017 Charity Poker Championship, benefiting One Step Programs, Children's Oncology Services. It is a week from tonight, almost exactly a week from now, a week and 9 minutes. We'll have cards in the air, so please go to onestepcamp.org if you plan on signing up, and don't be late. I know there's always a big late rush. Sometimes even day of, we end up with a big late rush. People say, yeah, I want to do this. But we got just a couple of high roller seats left. Go to onestepcamp.org. Check out at Midwest Poker on Twitter, or go to my pinned tweet on the Twitter page at Dan_Bernstein. That will wrap it up for our 2017 auto show appearance.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Toyota. Good folks, great location, great mm-hmm. setup here. We thank our guests, Casey Johnson, Sherrod Blakely, Dave Cameron. We thank our engineer, Matt Pullman.
Breaking Bulls news. Jimmy Butler has been traded to the Celtics.
One can only hope.
Back at the Score Studios, the producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Rondo for three.
Oh, Sriracha.
Cut it out, Stacey.
Come on now.
I mean it.
Audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
Adams, Grant, Robertson, Grant, loose, fight, dive, dig, Aprinas, and Gortat on him.
I don't know if he's on the call tonight or not, but we can only hope. So Thanks for listening, calling, texting, sexting, everything everybody did. All the people who came up and said hello, and all the little kids we tried to pelt with squishy balls.
Our promotion staff over this entire couple of days and also week. Well, there'll be more score shows here, I believe, tomorrow night. It's Lawrence's show, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow night. And then Saturday, we got some fun for you as well. So come on out to the Chicago Auto Show, the Toyota Sports Corner, and hang out with us. Enjoy your night, everybody. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below.
Yep, they're that tough.
So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's the final days of JCPenney's President's Day sale. Don't miss your chance to save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. It's your last chance to save at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/12 to 2/20.
This week in music history.
This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage at an award show. Rapper Tupac Shakur was sentenced to 1.5 to 4.5 years in prison on a sexual abuse charge. This week in 1995, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio airplays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in 1 week. This week in 1998. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in New Jersey.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. Bring it back to
my one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month,